The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
And welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast on Fangoria, where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We get off topic, we ramble, we spoil, all that jazz. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Ah! You do this every time?
Yes.
My asthma!
What if I started dying?
It's a lawsuit. Think of the views.
I know, right?
If I passed away.
Could you? Wait. If we do it enough. If we do it enough.
Come on. Smoke me out. We both just... roll the tape.
And that's the end of the episode and the end of Katie Afraidy.
Oh my God.
I think that'll be the final episode I ever do of the pod, is I just die on the pod.
I mean, that's how I think my stand-up career is going to go. Right. I'm just going to drop on stage. There's no retirement.
It's just, you just go, yeah.
Yeah, for any of us. It's like, oh, you're in entertainment? What, are you just going to stop? You're suddenly going to be fulfilled? I doubt it.
Yeah.
We're just going to go, I've done enough.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I tie.
No, I'll be doing shows from my bed. I don't care.
It'll be just fully horizontal if you're doing the show.
Just you know when your back hurts?
Like, been there, done that. Wait, what'd life. You say? Remember when you forgot stuff?
Yeah.
Me
can
too.
Anyone hear me? I can't. In a nursing home.
But you're probably wondering, who's this person?
Who am I?
Who's anybody these days? You know?
Who are we?
Who? This is us. We are we. But this person, she's a hilarious comedian. She's also an actor. By the way, she's also in a horror movie that's coming out too. What? It's Jessica Michelle Singleton.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We've known each other since the comedy store days
when you like OG started this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the good old comedy store when we would go into that haunted ass basement for each of our shows.
It was so haunted.
Yeah. And look at your set. This is great.
Yeah.
This is what a leap from the plain black walls of the comedy store.
You're like, wow, you have dynamic things and it's wow.
Yeah, a set. This is great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hell yeah, Fangoria.
Hell yeah.
You guys are great.
Well, actually, we did this. Fango did.
Hell yeah, Katie Afraidy team.
Yeah, I got to give myself some props.
You did it.
Damn straight. So, I mean, I've always wanted to have you on. Since I met you, I was like, I want to have JMS on.
I know. And it took a long time for me to work up the courage to be you. I have to watch a scary movie to be part of your show. I was like, look, I told you. I was like, look, I want to do it. Yeah. But I'm a pussy, and I don't know if I can get through one movie.
That's okay. Well, so here's the thing. Some people love scary movies. The people who I've had on today, one of them was like also terrified of movies. But because we're funny, and it's like funny.
And also, like, I think I took for granted that I'm older and wouldn't take it quite as seriously as when I watched a scary movie when I was, you know, 5. It also shocks me based on the people I'm friends with and just my entire personality. Like, I have the makings of a Halloween girly, but I go, everything but the scary. And it's like, what, the candy? And I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I want the candy.
Yeah. Like all my friends, do you know Samantha Hale? Like, I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Like,
I love the culture.
Have you done horror in her?
I'm scared. No, which is, I realized I should hit her up now that I've.
You should. That's an, I love that show.
It's a great show.
I've done it. Have you seen stutter's coming out. Megan at all? That's not scary.
It's not? Okay, because I've seen I saw the advertisement.
You'll be fine. That's,
okay, yeah, I'll watch Megan.
You'll be fine. But just killer doll. And I did my set as her.
That's fun. See, I love fun shit like that.
Yeah. So you could do that. You could like commit to like a character.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I can get. Well, I don't want to spoil the movie that I'm in that I don't know when it will be anywhere, but I'm like, well, maybe I can get some props from that.
Right.
Bring those. That'll be fun. I think that helped, honestly. Getting to be in a scary movie helped me. Watching this one, I could like think of, okay, these are just actors on a set. It is really, it's pathetic how scared.
Yeah.
I go, it's just a movie. I'm a grown woman. I'm fully grown. And I'm like, these are just actors. There's not really an entity hiding in the everywhere. There's everywhere.
Just everywhere, nowhere.
I'll sleep again.
It'll be fine. So is there a reason you don't like horror movies? Is there like, was there a movie that scared you as a kid that kind of?
There's not like, I definitely think I rented Arachnophobia as a child way too early, but there's not one thing. It's just, I've always had a hyperactive imagination.
Yeah.
So it sticks with me and my brain like runs away. I'll create a scary scenario walking down the street that I'm like, what if I trip? I crack my head open on this. I bleed out. An animal comes and starts eating me before I've passed away. Like, and I'm like, why? I'm on a walk.
You're
this
like,
is supposed
this
to be relaxing.
It's nice out. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's sunny. Why are you doing this? So I think it's just every time I've watched something, it's like such a long cool down period for me. Where I think some people can go, that was fun and move on. I spend a week going, they're gonna get us.
But what if?
Dude, The Hills Have Eyes, watched that for 5 minutes.
Nope.
Once and cried. And I was like, I can't drive through the mountains anymore.
I'm okay. I don't need the mountains.
Yeah.
You just cross off things from horror movies. You're like, spiders, we don't do.
Well, and I do the road. So it's like sometimes I'm on these, like, I'm on long like car rides alone. I think about some of the places I stayed in my 20s when I started doing the road where I was like, it's just part of the journey. And I'm like, that was a murder motel.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't need things to make me more scared of places that are already scary on their own. Luckily it's gotten better. I'm usually in a like somewhat nice hotel.
At least a 2-star.
Yeah, 2-star. Although a couple weeks ago I did have an employee burst in my room in the morning. Whatever. I'm not going to make this whole thing about Hampton Inn. That's my fault for staying at a Hampton Inn. Whatever. But I don't need things spur the imagination.
Yeah.
How are you so into horror movies?
I don't know. I need to feel.
You know what? Okay. Sometimes I think I also had horrible things happen in my life.
Yeah.
I just had such a good life. I just, like, I want to be scared and have trauma.
I do sometimes wonder if people who, I'm sure you have trauma.
A lot of trauma.
I do sometimes wonder, less horror, but, like, the true crime people, I'm like, have you not had enough go wrong?
Yeah.
Isn't life scary enough? But
yeah, I mean, the true crime, they're like, it is scary. I want to learn about it. And like,
I think I've had like true crime happen to people around me.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like, I don't need more murders.
True crime? Are you ready for this lore drop? And then we'll get into the movie.
Hell yeah.
We'll get there eventually. My dad just casually dropped in my 27 years. He just casually dropped. He knew one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims.
Excuse me?
He was friends with Jeffrey Dahmer's victim. And I was like, Dad, I've been into horror for how long? I've had this podcast for how long? I had a pet bunny named Ed Gein. What do you mean?
You had a pet bunny named Ed Gein, you sicko.
I went to a pet store and they were all named after serial killers. And I found Eddie and I was like, he's really cute. And also that's really funny that his name's, so I called him Eddie.
That's how they get you. They're cute. And then it becomes Bunicula.
Yeah, he did try to kill me, but he died a year ago. So I got my revenge.
Aww.
Ate romaine too fast. And then have you seen the Monty Python sketch where it's like, just eat the last thin mint. And then he basically exploded.
That can happen?
Yeah, they can't burp, fart, or vomit.
They can just eat. Even salad isn't safe?
There's nothing safe.
Oh, my God.
No, he ate too fast. And then popped. Yeah.
Oh, poor Ed.
Yeah.
All right. He died doing what he loved. Eating lettuce.
Yeah, he did. That's...
Obviously.
Obviously. But yeah. So my dad knew.
That's
Jeffrey Dahmer's.
You're like, all these years, you didn't mention a friend of yours got eaten?
Yeah.
Wait.
Like, he just dropped Laura.
I was like, Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. I mean, they're both from Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin. I have loose connections to both. So it's crazy.
My mom claims, but my mom also was an alcoholic who I'm like, I think you're exaggerating. But she does claim to have met the son of Sam. And she didn't know it was him. And then the next day, she saw he got caught the next day and his face was on the front page of she lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And she like saw him and was like, I was talking to that guy outside the bar last night. But now I'm like,
Every guy is it?
Yeah. It's also
the
way she talked about how she drank. I'm like, there's no way you really remember what the guy outside the bar looked like. Although she did say he really was like, what do you think about this son of Sam stuff? I tried to do a joke for a long time about how, and forgive me, mother, whatever, she's heard me try to do it, about how my mom was so ugly that the son of Sam was like, I'm gonna leave her alone.
That's so funny.
He's like killing women, and he's like, I'll let this one live.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, okay, so Samantha Hale, she also does a horror nerd at the Lamb Mortuary.
She's fucking crazy.
Yeah. You're like, Sam, what? But that one has a more of a true crime audience, so that would probably get away with that one.
Maybe I'll hit her up to do that instead of the...
I mean, they're both good, but yeah.
They're great. She's crushing it. Yeah, her special was just mentioned in the LA Times.
Yeah.
The 33, like, top special of the year.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, and it's incredible. Her and I started comedy together out here. So it's nice to see people working hard get a win.
and you're winning too, girl.
We're winning. We're all winning. We're winning.
Winning.
We're winners.
Winning.
Life is fine. Winning. We start crying. Lights out.
So much fun. Lights out, but lights back in. And so
we're back.
And we're back. Thank you, Adam Ray. So I gave you a huge list. You're like, I don't know if you're picking, were you picking blindly or were you looking stuff up?
No, I was kind of picking blindly, but I was looking for things and I was like, well, this is probably actually the opposite of what I should do. But like things that stuck out to me in my life for like other reasons.
Okay.
Like we almost did one of the Winnie the Poohs. Mm-hmm. My mom derangedly like decorated our like downstairs family room in like absurd amounts of Winnie the Pooh stuff when I was a kid. Like, and to the point that my brother, who was a troublemaker,
mm-hmm.
punched a hole in his bedroom door, and instead of fixing it, my mom covered it with a giant Winnie the Pooh sticker. So, like, I was picking out things where I'm like, okay, I have some sort of personal connection to this, mostly for myself as a lifeline to be like, think of the silly thing.
Yeah. What's fun about this thing? Yeah.
And then, because I get overwhelmed with a lot of options.
I have a panic attack at the Cheesecake Factory
looking at that menu.
Yeah, no, I don't go there. I don't shop there.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. So, yeah, that was just me holding it. I didn't realize till you told me that I picked a very scary one.
Well, yeah, this is one that I honestly, this is one of my fears is, and you're like, yeah, we should do it if you also get scared.
Yeah, I was like, you're going to get scared? Okay, I won't be alone.
Yeah. And we did Lights Out. And back in. and yeah, this movie scared the shit out of me when I first saw it. And it's not, not everybody has a clown chasing you. Not everybody has, you know, Godzilla or whatever.
No.
But everybody has the dark.
Everybody has the dark. There's always the dark somewhere.
Yep.
And I don't know what I was thinking. As a kid, I was afraid of the dark. So.
Oh, I was too.
So what the fuck am I going? Let's dive into that.
We should dive right into childhood. So if you had to explain this movie to somebody who has never seen it before, how would you explain it?
I would say it's a movie where there's a horrifying entity that can only move in the dark, terrorizing a family. That's my light description.
And but her name? Diana.
Is it Diana or Diane?
Diana.
Diana.
Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana. Oh my, yeah. Like, the name, I was like, oh. The fact that there was a whole backstory.
Yeah.
I was like, also a little bit that I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
That's where I drew the line, not an entity that moves in the dark. But I was like, oh, she was a living being.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I get hung up on stuff like that. I ruin movies all the time by being like, well,
that doesn't make any. Yeah. But, you know, you're like this entity, 100% real.
Yeah.
Diana being a real person and having a backstory and like vanishing in the thin air.
Totally viable. But the fact that she was a child once, I also was confused on the like, okay, she's real, but she goes away.
Yeah.
If this mom, like the mom, if she takes her pills, Diana's not there. So I'm like, well, then is she not real? Like, but she is real. So why do the pills kill her?
But then if the pills kill her, then how can the other, her kids see them?
See her. Yeah, that's what was confusing. I'm like, well, if she's like psychosis.
Yeah.
Then why is she able to, the thing about horror movies is that like, you don't even really have to have a plot that makes total sense.
You don't. It just has to be kind of
spooky. Has to be scary.
Yeah.
And then people go, I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in with this movie.
Yeah.
You know, especially in with, you have the reverse trope in the beginning where you're like, oh, guy and girl. And he's like, so we're dating? And she's like, ah, it's only been 8 months.
Yeah, she's like, slow down, bud.
Whoa, you want to put socks in my drawers?
I know.
Not a sexual thing. Actual socks and drawers.
Yeah,
thank you.
Trying to, you know, you ever leave your earrings at a guy's house?
Yeah.
And you go, whoops, I left my earrings.
Yeah, you gotta have.
You just slowly leave your life on their nightstand. Yeah. And then you're like, I guess we're engaged.
I will say I did that earlier this year, but with a bunch of DVDs.
That's so funny. And I think I left my DVD collection.
I left my DVD collection at your place. I think you need to come.
Whoopsie-daisy.
I need to see you again because I wasn't sure if I would see him again. So I was like, this is to make sure that he at least get one more chance.
You go, it's my livelihood. I need those DVDs.
It's Scream, the box set. Give it to me.
Who even has a DVD player anymore? And you're like, I do. I'm a fanatic.
I have love physical media.
That's a collectible.
It's a collectible. I have so many VHS tapes.
You're like, I love that you're like, just in case he doesn't want to call me anymore, I can go, I left my collectible DVDs in your kitchen. Don't you want to see me again? Did it work? Are you guys together? Are you engaged? Are you together? Are you engaged? I'm so unhinged.
Engaged.
Engaged in a legal battle because he won't give back my DVDs.
I was like, I'll fucking show up at his place. I don't give a fuck.
You're in the screen mask. Like,
I'll fucking kill you, bitch. I'll slit your Achilles. I'll go after you.
Do not fuck with me. My DVD collection.
Don't even.
It's the gold box set.
Don't even touch the gold box set. So, he's like, oh, I can drop them. I'm like, I can pick them up or I can drop them off. Like, what's the easiest for you? And he's like, oh, I can drop them off at your place. Comes over.
Throws them out of his window and drives off.
Comes in, drops them off. And I was like, so what are we? Like, are we going to...
Are we
going to,
like, do this again?
Are we going to, like, continue this? Or, like, shit or get off the pot? What's happening? And he was like, you're my person. Like, I want to be with you. And then the fires happened. And he was like, I'm, like, super sick and scared of the fires. And then he stopped talking to me and then posted a photo with another girl. And so guess what I did?
Killed her.
No.
Lights out.
Lights.
And lights back in.
Thank you.
What happened?
Might have signed him up for a couple.
Email, phone. Sorry. So Scientology, good luck getting off that list.
Yeah. So I was, you know what? One person you date should think you're batshit crazy. I was like, you hurt me so bad. This might be the person.
I think you have to go through that. Yep. I think if you don't like snap on someone in your 20s, you're going to snap on your whole family when you're like 45.
Yeah.
You have to just go a little kooky.
No.
Key a car. Steal their dogs.
For you.
Quirky things. It's cute. You can get away with it in your 20s. That's fucking...
She's cute and quirky, but in your 40s, you're not as cute. You're
going in a home. You're being locked. You're in a psych ward.
They're putting you into a padded room.
28 days. Yeah. It's...
Ooh.
Yeah, but fuck that. Men are such cowards.
Right there. Oh, whatever. Yeah. I was like, have me be the final person you ever do this to. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah, it's like, don't... the amount... the way that men... Whatever, I could go on and on about men being fucking dumb.
Yeah, but she was being the man.
Yeah,
in this.
She was like, oh, I don't know, you're moving too fast. And I was like, this guy's so needy.
He's so nice.
He was very nice. He was like, in it. And I think... It was nice to be like, oh, he won her over.
Yeah, he loves her so much. And I was like, where can I find a man who thinks my crazy is really cool?
Yeah, you're watching someone who's like schizophrenic mom has a demon. And he's like, I'll stay with you. And I'm like, dude, that guy left because I am a little bit of a chatterbox. Like what
yeah, they go, she's a little bit unhinged. She's, I don't know if you. I don't.
I'm sorry. I texted you 23 times, and I'm crazy. This woman has a demon.
Right? What do you mean? What do you mean? You don't love me? What do you mean? This literally. Be thankful you don't have a demon. You have my inner demons, but that's different.
That's different.
I don't know if you have this. Being a hilarious woman, when I know you are dating someone who's amazing. Right
he's
now,
wonderful.
He's amazing, and I love him for you. And you guys together are amazing.
He's a fucking needle in a haystack, is what he is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah,
dating, especially as a. Funny woman when all the men, like, I don't know if you've ever had this, like, I had past boyfriends get mad at me for being funnier than them.
They try to, like, well, a lot of men, what I realized is, like, they feel like that's a thing they bring to the table.
No.
And it actually makes them extremely insecure. And men don't like to admit they're insecure. But when you're as funny or funnier than them, they feel like, oh, that's one less thing I can impress you with.
No.
And instead of just going... I guess I'll just have to be a good guy. They go, oh, I fucking hate you. It's weird how emotionally immature men, not all men, but like they like resent you.
Yeah.
For being funny.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you have this. When you go on dates, I used to have a thing where guys find out I'm a comedian and then you can see them try to like turn on the funny. Like mm-hmm. It's a challenge. And you go, no, like. You don't have to do that.
You can just exist.
All of my friends are literally the funniest people in the world. Yeah,
you don't have to do that.
You could just be whatever makes you, you.
Yeah, because I want to get to know you. I don't want to get to know. Or they'll be like, oh, are you going to use this in a bit? And I'm like.
Not that interesting.
Literally, I'm like, you're not that interesting.
Don't put me in your little skits. You're like, oh, fucking.
They're not skits, first of all.
Yeah. I'm going to put you in a box. I'm gonna put you in the freezer.
Shut the fuck up! And he's
like, "I gotta skip for you." Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's so hard.
Anyways, being a woman, hard. This guy is—he's going through it.
Yeah,
what's her name?
With this, I forgot her name.
I'm gonna look her
up. Lauren. I made that up. I completely made that up. That's not even.
It's close.
Is it?
Rebecca.
Wow, I was right there. Honestly, that would have been my next guess. Ralph, Lauren,
Ralph, Rebecca.
Ralph, Lauren.
Also, the mom.
I'm just saying names.
The mom
do you know what other movie she was in? And I was like, you look so familiar.
I don't, but she did look familiar.
Grown Ups.
Was she the wife?
Not of Adam Sandler, but
Kevin James,
the one who's like breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's her. What an actress,
right?
Honestly.
I was like, the range.
I mean, truly. I was looking at that role as an actress and I'm like, I want to be a fucking crazy person in a movie. I want to be out of my mind and be like, my medication.
It's also the thing of comedy actors are the best actors.
I agree. And I mean, you look at like Jim Carrey, Robin Williams.
We just understand timing more than anybody. And, you know, you can have all the training in the world, but if you don't have that timing.
It is, I mean, man, it's hard watching someone. And this is so niche, it won't be relatable to a lot of people, and good for you. Man, you ever like try to help someone with a self-tape or something, and you're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You're bad at this.
Yeah, you're like,
you should maybe think about marketing or something.
Yeah, something else. You're like, you know what? We're all dumb in our own ways, and we're all smart in our own ways. Some people just...
I'm like, maybe coding?
Coding? Try something behind a desk.
Yeah, get off my screen.
Could you be behind the camera?
As if I'm Kathy Bates. As if I'm an Oscar winning. Grow up.
God, you're terrible.
No, but I mean, it is. Like, I think that's why when... I think people get surprised when comedic actors cross over, but it's like, it makes sense to me. It's the timing. You're absolutely right.
Horror and comedy go so much together, and that's why I do think you would do really well in horror.
I'm trying. I'm really grateful for her.
Thank you, Spider. Spider and Chrissy, for you were putting me in your movie.
Big baby.
Keep an eye out.
Coming out whenever it does.
Whenever it comes out, wherever it goes.
Also, other friend of the pod, Torio, was also in it.
Torio. Love him. So funny. And also, it's like great actor.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. Great.
And everyone's like, no, I suck. I'm like, no, you guys are...
That's all of us comedians. Yeah. Oh, we suck. You're like,
no, you don't.
Okay, literally just complimented you. Could you say thank you instead of I suck?
You know what? You should cut yourself. You're right. Sorry.
Just go home.
Just go. Please, get out of here. Speaking of killing yourself.
Spoiler alert.
We can jump around. Doesn't matter. Do you want to jump to the end?
I mean, do we just jump straight to the end?
And we can jump back and whatever.
I mean, well, because that is the thing. This woman... This entity only exists when this one woman is going crazy. The entity tries to stop her from taking her pills. So woman who exists in the dark.
Diana.
Why do I keep saying Diane? Diana.
Diana's her.
She like, we'll go for the pills. And Diana like beats the shit out of her. It's like, honestly, I was like, this just is like a weird aggressive lesbian marriage.
Just kiss.
Just fuck. Like, well, that was what was kind of weird to me was like, at the beginning where I'm like, okay, so like she's just chill with this thing and doesn't mind that it's terrorizing her family. Because at the beginning when she's like talking to it.
Yeah. And then she goes to her son. She says, did we wake you?
We.
Like, because we as the audience can't see who she's talking to. And we're like, the we? What do you mean, the we?
Yeah,
what
who's,
do you
we? Who's we? Who's back there?
What do you mean? Bitch, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah, so then her going like, well, I can't guarantee I'll never go crazy. So at the end, she just... Why am I laughing? I'm so fucked up that she's like, never again, and like pulls out a gun. I mean, because horror movies are so funny. Because it's like, so, really, when you like take a step back, you're like, this is... ridiculous that she's like, not today. And then the daughter's like, but it's what? Like,
I think there might have been like another way around it, but she took the one way out.
Yeah, I know. Which, like, why don't you move into a house with skylights, you dumbass? Like, it's, what do we do what your daughter did? She moved. I mean, I guess that didn't fully work, but it makes it she moved next door to like a 24-hour tattoo shop, so there's always lights on.
Yeah,
and I clocked that and I was like, oh, see, that would be my prison. Because it's crazy, I was so afraid of the dark as a kid, and then recently after watching this movie, but I like
and then it came back right now.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh yes, I remember why I was so afraid of the dark. But for years in between, until last week, in fact, I'm one of those sick fucks who, like, I say this, because my boyfriend is a fall asleep to the TV. He likes the ambient noise type, and that's actually very normal for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I like darkness and silence.
Oh, jeez.
Like, and it doesn't help that I'm not kidding. I sleep like this. I don't know why. It's I don't like lay down and go, time to go to bed. But I end up like slowly. I'm always sleeping on my back. I end up slowly kind of putting my arms here. And you're everyone like, who's ever slept yourself. Next to me is like, you look like you're in a coffin. It's terrifying. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's comfy.
I'm like, night, night, world. It's every night is a dress rehearsal for the end. Just like, I'm practicing for my big performance.
You're like, just in case it happens tonight, I look good.
Yeah, I want you to be able to just scoot me into a box.
Yeah, I'm making your job easier.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if I'm splayed out on my stomach.
You
if
gotta
I
move my arm.
Put my might. Rigor mortis leg yes. back. You're like, come on, get.
And then something breaks and it's just, yeah, it's a whole.
Because I'm already arthritic, so it's going to be like. It's, yeah. And I love the darkness, but. Yeah. But now
you're like, hey, can we turn all the lights on?
Yeah. I was like, oh, now I have to live near a sign. Mm-hmm. I mean, also it only moving in the dark. Okay, wait. I do want to talk about the very beginning, the husband. Maybe I missed something because I probably was like ADHD settling in.
That's okay. Yeah.
I don't understand what his job was because at first I thought there was. Like, there was one of those mannequins in the shot.
His job is mannequins.
Yeah, okay, there was a mannequin in the shot that at first I, like, rewound and I was like, I didn't understand it was mannequins till I saw more of them. And I was like, there's a lady in the shot.
Yeah.
But then it was in, like, another part and I'm like, I thought it was going to be, like, the mannequin came to life.
Yeah.
Like, and also, what? I'm sorry, you just work in a mannequin factory?
His job is mannequin.
That's a crazy job.
Yeah.
You're like, well, time to tuck in the mannequins.
It's not that I'm afraid of mannequins. It's more of like Madame Tussauds.
Oh, the wax.
Like, are they going to move? Are they not? They're like not quite human, you know?
Dude, if one of those winked at me, diarrhea everywhere. I'm not just like, that looks like The Rock. Just immediate liquid shits.
I'm just going to kill myself.
I'm not like, fuck that. But then there's some people who like in LA who get like too much work too fast.
Like, you're just like,
they're like 85 and they're like, I still got it. And you're like, are you one of the mannequins?
And then also shits with them. Yeah. Like too much.
You're like the fillers coming out the backside.
It's the thing of, scene where he's trying to get through the hallway
and like going from the light to light.
Yeah. And you're like, he's just figuring out, like you're learning about the game
of like, she can only move in the dark.
Yeah. And like, she can't touch the light.
Like you're like, oh, that's weird. But then like halfway through the movie, I was like, why did she wait? You could have done this in the house such a long time ago. It feels like,
yeah.
Like that.
I feel like she wanted the daughter to come back. I feel like.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, what hour is it? How did you travel to this man's place of work in the darkness, Diana? What are you hiding under an umbrella? How'd you get from the house to here, Diana?
Maybe his car?
You take the bus? Yeah, she's just hiding in the trunk.
She's just like, I'm just here, waiting. Don't worry about it.
I'll wait till the sun goes down and his secretary's leaving. I mean, that was like vicious. When she just like.
And the scene that like intros it all. Which is a simple, let's turn on a light. Let's turn it off. Oh, there's something there. Let's turn it back on. It's gone.
I mean. There's
something there. But they do it so much. And then it's not, normally it's the rule of threes. That's also something with horror. Is like, with
comedy.
Horror,
yeah, it's like boom, boom,
boom, boom. Yeah. But horror, it's usually three. Sometimes it's 4 to 5. So they try to, you know, scare you. But.
They did it a bunch.
They did it a bunch. And then it's just kind of, she stays and then she's gone. And then she appears. And you're just like.
And you're like, what the fuck? It is crazy, like, those little tricks when you start thinking about it from a filmmaking perspective, not to become, like, a whole dark, but, like, the really cool stuff you can do with just, a shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, you can just go, oh, my God, that's fucking terrifying. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a shadow. But, like, yeah.
And but then also being on set during that, lame.
Oh, yeah.
Lame.
You're like, it is it's so funny, the things on set where it's like, 5 minutes before everyone's cracking up and they're like, all right, now let's shoot this scene.
And they're like, you're getting stabbed. You're about to die by this fake entity.
Yeah, and like, I can't imagine like most scenes where someone's dying like really like dramatically. They must end and like everyone just is like, great work.
Awesome.
Great. I'm going to craft services.
You're like, I need a hot dog right now. See, I brought in hot dogs again.
Every episode.
I bring a hot dog.
We need to get sponsored by a hot dog. We.
She's in on it too.
Oscar Mayer.
Get in on it, please.
Hebrew National. Come on.
Get in on it. But yeah, it's.
It is like.
Creepy. And that's also like, as a kid, you know, you're afraid of the dark. I feel like everyone is.
If I'd watched this as a kid.
I'm going to be honest. I sleep with a nightlight in my apartment.
What is it? Just a regular nightlight?
It's a dinosaur.
I knew it.
It's a green.
I was like,
dinosaur.
There's no way. It's not like a shape.
It's a green dinosaur. I found it at Target, and
that's
I was
very
like,
cute.
It's really. I was like, this is cute. If I'm gonna get a nightlight, I want it to be fun.
Yeah,
it's not boring.
I don't know why. Like, even the am I Diana? The littlest bit of light, and I'm like, this is ruined. I sleep with a sleep mask.
I do too. Yeah,
because you have the light. You're like that way.
I just like to have it as like a fail safe,
so you can peek out and go, still no monsters.
Cool. Good. Awesome.
Dude, and there's a scene. The scariest scene to me was like when. The little boy, mm-hmm. the under the bed scene where she comes out and grabs. Dude, under the bed shit.
I forgot about that.
Under the bed shit. Yeah. I have a low bed and I think that's subconsciously why. Because I'm like, good luck fitting in there, you fat bitch. You're not getting under my bed. I think no demon could be thin enough to go under my low bed.
Because they don't have any type of matter, but you're like,
yeah, you're like, it's a ghost, it'll get under there.
Like,
bitch.
Yeah, no, but if it's fat, it can't fit.
Yeah,
so it's
the fat ghost from Casper.
No fatties.
Yeah. Hey, if I'm gonna get killed by a ghost, it better be on Ozempic.
Right.
Ooh, Ozempic. Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, but that scene.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, he's safe. Ah.
And
just
it's just
getting dragged.
I remembered a lot of it because I've seen this, like, this is my second time seeing it because I was so scared when I first saw it. And I forgot about the bed pull and it.
Oh, it scared the shit out of me.
I went, oh, that was a good one. Shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, thank God I'm an adult. As a child, like, that was my biggest.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Dude, the under the bed, the way I would, and I don't even know what I saw or if it was just like boogeyman stories, mm-hmm. the way most nights I would run. And dive onto my bed as if it's like, yeah, that's fine. Shut the door and lock me in here. I dove onto the, it can't leave under the bed, whatever it is.
I just have made up. So much stuff under my bed that they can't fit.
That's so funny. And just hoarding.
I'm just like, there's just
more boxes.
More boxes.
Piles of sock. My DVDs.
So many DVDs.
I have the DVDs so that if something tries to come in here, I'll hear them knock over the DVDs.
Exactly. There's just a thin stack by each door. Just in case.
Just in case.
I gotta have a fail safe. Just, you know, yeah. But no, I'm also some, I like to have full darkness when I sleep, but my apartment's so dark.
I feel like if you have to get up in the night,
I need something.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, you know, if I come home late, I'm like, I like to have at least one light that's not like a big light.
Oh yeah. Cause also just trying to get to your, I mean like being alive, what a nightmare.
Being alive, it's a lot. But yeah, my apartment's very dark. So I'm like, let me just have this. But no, I 100%, I always have something over my face. Even when I was born,
you had a sleep mask on when you came
out. I did.
And you're like, I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. I need to bake more.
Put me back. It's cold. She just cried one cry and then rolled her eyes and put her sleep mask back on.
The fuck?
I looked my mom in the eye, went, ugh.
You're too ugly for the Son of Sam.
Oh, it's you again?
Ugh. No, I've had my hands over my eyes because it was too bright.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then as a kid, I would always put blankets over my face.
Yeah.
To try to suffocate. No, but also to
get me out of here.
So bright. I want to be dark. But no, I just, I've always been.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of light.
Yeah, but like not just like, you just want it to be there.
Yeah.
To ward off the evil.
Demons that are surely coming for me for some reason.
Oh, totally.
The people in the world, they're going to come for me.
So did you have like a stuffed animal as a kid that was like the demon or?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That, you know what? My dad used to come in to tuck me in at night and he would bring me a glow stick. And now I realize it's because he was on meth. But I literally was like, that's what dads do. They have large bags of glow sticks. And now I'm like, no, your father was a drug addict.
How many glow sticks? So
he had a bag in our freezer. In the fridge, in like a drawer, there was a bag of these long glow sticks. He would crack one for me and give it to me. And now I'm like, I think he was doing one-man raves in his F-150 when we all went to bed. I'm not kidding.
But why in the fridge? Does that help them? Did you ever look into that?
No. Okay. But I think maybe it like... I don't think it actually does, but I think maybe there was like a rumor. It's the same as like putting batteries in your freezer.
Okay.
Supposedly helps them last, or you can like rejuvenate them.
Never heard that. Okay.
Also, now that I think about it, my dad did a lot. We had like 2 liters of bottle, 2 liter bottles filled with water in our freezer.
Okay.
Like, I guess in case we ran out of water. I mean, we lived in the South and maybe that was like a hurricane preparedness thing.
Yeah.
But I think my dad just loved the freezer. We had one of those like giant... We had like the regular fridge and then one of those giant lay down ones, you know, where you like put a body.
Yeah.
But I think my dad just like to him, a big freezer and a toolbox in your truck was like the sign of manhood. And he's like, he just wanted to put things in the freezer because he spent all his money on it. So he's like, better use this thing.
It's either this or a body. We got to figure it out.
Yeah. It's just bottles of water and then like a steak. And you're like,
a bunch of glow sticks.
Yeah. And like some Dove chocolate candies. And you're like, what are we doing? This is a corporate freezer. Yeah. Why is this here?
You could fit like a deer.
You doubled our electricity bill.
Yeah, we
oh my God, a deer. Yeah, I think we did once have a deer in there that I for years thought he hunted, and years later my brother told me no, he found it on the side of the road. And I was like, he shot a buck, and my brother's like, absolutely not. We picked it up on the side of the road once. It had been hit by a car. And I was like, we ate deer jerky for months and nobody told me that was just roadkill. Anyway, I turned out okay.
She's great. She's fine.
I cry at night. Also, do you know that there's a book called Lights Out?
No.
I wanted to tell you about this.
You were saying you were reading a smut.
It's called Lights Out. Smutty book. It's beyond smut, by the way. My friend from college, my grand little in my sorority.
Wait.
Stephanie.
What sorority were you in?
Chi Omega. Okay. Were you in a sorority?
I was in Alpha Chi.
Oh, we didn't have Alpha Chi, but... Anyway, where'd you go to school?
Bradley University.
Oh, okay.
And then I transferred to Columbia College.
Oh, in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I went to USF in Tampa, which is not South Florida, which should tell you about the quality of education you're going to get at USF. But fun school.
Right.
She was like, oh, you like smut? Like I read the Court of Thorns and Roses, like fantasy, horny, whatever. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, you got to check out this book. And now I'm like, Stephanie, if you're watching this, get help. You sick bitch. No, it's a smut book, but it's like a guy wearing a scream mask, like knife play.
Okay.
Mask fetish type of smut.
Okay.
And I'm still listening to it. So I have an audio. That's my move. Is I'll be walking through a nice neighborhood. I'm walking through Larchmont. There's people pushing their children in strollers. And I'm like... in my headphones, and he's like, she wraps her lips around the head of my penis. And I'm like, good morning. Like, I'm so unwell. They're like, oh yeah, slob on that knob. I'll take a matcha latte, please. Thank you. I'm fucking so sick, but something actually horrible. Like, I want to finish it because I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to read the physical. I'm just not going to sit down.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to push through the audiobook, but something really horrible happened. Not in the book itself. I mean, a lot of horrible things happened in the book. It's like she has a fetish for this guy who wears a mask on Instagram and is hot, and then like it's a whole like they meet in real life type
of
cosplayer
thing.
Yeah. And I was like about 4 chapters in and I was like, I don't know why this guy's voice sounds so familiar. And I realized it's someone I know. It's like a person I know who is like a close friend of a guy I dated. And now I'm like, this feels wrong. Like it feels like, even though it's like, he obviously just got like paid to do voice.
Yeah.
It's
good for him.
And I know that like, I knew that he read audiobooks because I remember when I was dating him, dating the guy who's friends with him. He like got hired to be the voice in the the Grey's perspective of 50 Shades of Grey, the one that's like from the man's perspective.
Yeah.
And he had to like change his name on Facebook because women, dude, women were like finding him and being like, I love you or whatever. Like he had to go into hiding for a while. But like, I was like, oh God, because it's dirty. And I'm like, oh, I can't ever run into him again. Or I'm going to go, hey, that book, huh? Because it's like fucked up. It's fucked up. You're like, wow, this guy sounds hot. And then you're like,
oh, I know him.
With her. Yeah. And that's not a reflection of him. It's just like, you it know just him. Feels dirty.
Yeah.
You know? And
I thought you were going to say it's a comic.
No. Very funny guy. This is a funny actor, but like, it's just like, oh, it like takes you out of it too. Cause now it's like, oh, I'm trying to picture this person I had been picturing. And now I just like keep thinking of that guy. And now in my mind, because the book is so fucked up, like sometimes I'm like, am I going to see him and be like, you sick piece of shit? Like equate it with him as a human. Anyway, very different is the long story short. Yes. I thought I was like, oh, is this book a movie?
Yeah.
Not at all the same.
Not the same. No. But you were like, oh, here are three options.
And that said, was my connection to this.
This was number four, which is like, I'm reading a smut that's called Lights Out.
And it is wildly different.
Yes, it's a little bit different.
But if you crazy, are a bit Diana. Of a sicko, like if, I don't know, if the idea of a stalker suddenly showing up at your house makes you like a little bit horny, check it out.
Right? It could be your. It could be for you.
You know, it's. I mean, like in some ways, is a stalker flattering? If he's hot,
they're never hot though.
No, and that's the line. That's what makes someone creepy.
Yeah,
and that's why the successful serial killers are good looking. Have you seen those posts about? I'm going all over the place.
Okay, it's fine. That's what we do.
The guy in the valley who's like trying to lure people by doing the Ted Bundy thing.
Where's the arm? I saw him, but I didn't see like a photo.
They're like he's literally doing the same move that Ted Bundy would do where he like pretends his arm is hurt and then he goes, can you help me with my trunk? But then I saw someone manage to snap a photo of him and I was like, well, that's never going to work. And it is fucked up to think that's like, how many women are going, this doesn't seem safe, and how many are just like, no, you ugly fuck.
Yeah.
Fix your own trunk.
I'm good.
Ew.
Do I look like...
The actor who played Superman was like, can you fix me with my... Fix my trunk, help me with my trunk.
I'd be like, I'll fix anything you need.
I'll dive in.
What do you need?
Saw my face off.
Please, I love you. What? Just hold me. Just say you love me real quick.
I got a trunk for you, bud.
Hello. also, just men being gross. And then we'll get back to the movie in a second.
Yeah.
So I'm currently trying to sell a Megan popcorn bucket on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh no, I'm afraid of where this is going.
You should.
The old popcorn trick.
The old popcorn bucket. It's a cool pop. I'm selling it for cheap. Whatever. If you want to hit me up, let me know. You have to pay me though.
It's a collectible.
It is.
We have to make room for other buckets and DVDs.
I hate popcorn buckets. I'm sorry. I have one. People collect them and they like fight over them. I have one and I barely know what to do with it.
What? They're so large.
The mine is like from Scream and it's just the head. And then I put fake flowers.
I was just going to say they'd be great planters. Like what? Yeah. If I was hoarding them, what I would be convincing myself is, well, one day when I have a bigger space, I'll garden with these, which would be cute. But it's like, no, you won't, bitch.
You won't. Yeah.
You won't even fucking cook something that's not in the microwave. Exactly. You're not going to garden.
It's too much. But I, got a DM the other day.
Oh, God.
And it said, for $100, can you drill in a hole in the mouth? No questions asked.
Just buy it and drill the hole yourself.
I was like, why are you dragging me into it?
You're making me do physical labor?
Also, I don't have a drill. So even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Also, I don't have to ask the question. You're a man. I know what the hole's about. You're going to... let it be a popcorn funnel into your mouth.
Yes.
Obviously.
Also, she's 10. What do you mean?
Oh, I don't even... That's,
yeah, Megan's
somebody
a child.
Recently commented on a video of me. I've been compared occasionally to Jeanette McCurdy in some of my videos. Mm-hmm. By the way, ran into her once when I was looking like an absolute piece of shit. And I was like, people online always tell me I look like you. And she must have felt like so disgusting. She must have been like, great. good. I'm like, I was sweating. I was the fattest I'd ever been in sweat, like in big, thick glasses, in sweats. And I was like, oh my God, I loved your book. By the way, people always say in my videos, I look like you. And she's probably like, kill me. Why are you talking? It was, I walked away and I was like, why did I say that? Well, that's so unhinged to be like, people tell me I look like you. But someone was like, the name of that, the Disney show she was in, Sam and Cat.
Yeah.
Which I only know from reading that book, I think.
Yeah.
Someone was like, you're like Sam from Sam and Cat, but hotter. And I was like, first of all, no. She's so attractive as an adult woman. But I was like, that's a kid.
That's a child.
In the show? That's a kid.
That's a child, yeah.
And you're like, she's hot. Like, what?
You're like, you need Jesus. Touch grass. Go touch grass.
Fucking Nickelodeon.
Don't touch kids.
Yeah,
touch grass.
Touch grass.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
And that's a PSA. Now back to Lights Out.
And we're back.
And
lights on.
Lights up. Keep them on. Keep them off. And then you don't have to turn
off the lights.
I liked how the only way you could see Diana was with the blue light.
The blue light.
Because that made it also visually interesting. So we're not just like, we're staring at a black screen the whole time.
The whole time. It's like, I wonder if that was like a rewrite at some point that they're like, we gotta see her.
We wanna see, yeah.
She looks like shit for someone who never goes in the light.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole like thing as a woman. You're like, avoid the sunlight so I don't age. And it's like, well, she looks like a sack of fucking ash.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't at least have good skin? What's the point?
Have you heard of it? Moisturizer?
Yeah. Grow up, Diana.
Think about it.
We have to look at you sometimes.
Disgusting.
I'd stay in the dark too if I had that face.
Fugly bitch. She's going to cover both of us.
Yeah, she steps in the light and you're like, ew, you're ugly. And she just like slinks back into the closet.
She's like, oh man, not again.
Everybody's mean to Diana.
Nobody likes Diana. She's just, I mean, there were like specific moments that like scared me, but the tattoo shop red light where she wakes up, because I think we've all had the moment, even as adults potentially, where you wake up and you're still kind of groggy and you're like, is that a person?
Yeah, they're like, ah,
you know, it's just closed. And you're like, no, I did that recently. My closet's right across from my bed and it has a mirror on it. What the fuck? No.
It's pointing at me.
Why is it so ugly? It's happening. It was open. It was open. And I have so many, like, you know, I have so much clothes, so much shit in there. And I'm just relatable. Like, is that a person inside my closet? And then that's like my fear is that you just see like a face.
Oh, closet, God.
But you don't, they don't do anything. They just kind of sit and watch you. Because at that point, you're like, if I move, they move, and I can't move. So I'm just stuck here.
Like, these are the rules.
I don't know what to do. So that's why I have, people think I'm an alcoholic. I'm not. There's just a bottle opener that my aunt gave me that's really sharp by
that's
my bed.
That's a weapon.
It's a weapon. She goes, you're living in LA. You need something sharp.
I probably stab myself in my sleep. Oh my God. I have a bat, but it's all the way across the room.
Just in case.
Yeah. And it was like a decorative bat that I got from headlining. There's a club in Cleveland called Hilarities. And there's like this very nice like sports memorabilia store. And when you headline, they make you a bat and they like put your name on it. It's very cool. But I'm like, at least I have this bat. And then I'm like, dude, that they're just whoever's coming for me is gonna get to the bat before I do.
Yeah, you probably want
to
put. They're
just gonna beat me to death. Yeah. I also, you ever wake up from a noise, but you're so like tired that you're like, I'll just die.
I'm like, just go, like, and this is time, and this is time. Yeah.
oh well.
Well, we'll see if I make it in the morning. It's the as a kid, and by kid I mean also now. stuffed animals. I don't have a partner. I sleep with a stuffed animal.
I would probably be surrounded with them if I didn't have.
Yeah, I just need something to.
I have a little dog too, and she'll sleep above my head. She's just always done that. She thinks she's protecting me. We're both gonna die. But
yeah. But sometimes, not now, but like when I was.
Sometimes too.
Depends on how scared I am. Which happens. It does happen. I'll be like, if the animals protect me while I'm sleeping.
Yeah. And then you wake up, you're like, the bear's alive!
What do you mean?
Oh God, I thought my stuffed animals came to life again.
Shit!
They're turning on me!
There's a dinosaur in my bed! What the hell?
Your neighbor's just hearing you through the wall. She's like, every night it's just some other thing that she's just coming to get her.
My neighbors have to think I'm fucking crazy. They have to.
Dude, mine too. The way I'll just be going around like reciting lines, preparing for like a self-tape or like I've been doing more voiceover auditions and I'll just be walking around my house doing the voices. And I'm like, sometimes I'll hear them through the wall just a little bit talking and then I go,
Oh,
they heard all that.
Oh, they heard everything. They know.
They heard me going, the humans are coming to get us. And like, what the fuck? Lights out.
Lights out. Also, I mean, we understand really quick, and back in. obviously the dad's job is mannequins. Also, their entire basement is filled with mannequins.
Yeah, that's like, leave work at work, bud.
Especially if it's a mannequin. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, why are you bringing mannequins home? Yeah. Also, what was that basement? Like, that's fucking
terrifying.
I mean, I guess that's just what a lot of unfinished basements are like. But yeah, it was. I just don't understand how that's anyone's job. And also, like, do mannequins break that often that you better, they're like, better take this one home? Fucking Geppetto, go to bed. Yeah, that's like, I guess there has to be a factory for them. They have them in clothing stores, but like, yeah, why is it here?
You don't need to bring it home.
And why does it have a wig on? Knock it off.
Dad's having his basement time.
Yeah, ever since mom got off her pills, dad has to cuddle with the mannequins.
He needs his, it's the time to be with this is, the basement.
It's a woman again tonight. I'm sorry.
You should be.
It's the police coming to get me in the background.
Get you out of here. We're slowly wrapping up. So if there's any final thoughts, this is the end. I just also want to say that I love that, you know, this movie would be timeless if it wasn't for the fact that there's no back of the phone flashlight. So he has to use the front. And on brightness, and I was like, this movie almost was, like, timeless.
It was, but then
he dated that.
Even when he did that, I was like, oh, there were cell phones the whole movie?
Yeah.
And he's just now pulling that out? Yeah. It seems like those, I don't know, there were times where, like, I think there was a couple times where I'm like, why aren't they calling someone?
Yeah.
Or like, why aren't they?
But also, who do you call?
And also, what a bright screen.
Right? Yeah. Like, how are your eyes?
Yeah, I just, yeah, there's so many, like, holes.
Yeah. Is there a second movie?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I don't know how there could be. She dies, but then does someone else start going crazy? Like, the little boy, does it get, because Diana just sizzles up at the end. Sorry if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't, it's been out for 10 years.
It's kind of on you.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell you that. We spoil, you know. If they don't, they know now. She shoots herself in the end. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I was like, are they actually going to do this? Or is it going to be like a...
But they didn't show blood or anything. And I was like, that's impressive to... Is it PG-13?
Oh, maybe.
It is PG-13.
They did when I was like, how are they going to do this? And they just like, you hear the sound. And I go, okay, so this was like a lower budget. Of course it was. I was like, what are we gonna...
But, I mean, for a PG-13 movie, this is like, pretty scary.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, a 13-year-old could buy a ticket to go see that in theory in the movies.
And then you're like, this is fine. We're fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. So, out of 10, what are you thinking?
I feel like I'm a bad judge because I have such a small library of horror movies I watched, but...
It's you personally, and it's whatever... It's based on... You. So it doesn't matter if you have.
I'm going to go, knowledge. Honestly, 7.5.
Okay.
Like, pretty scary, but just silly enough to take me out of it. Mm-hmm. Silly, but not silly, but like, campy enough to be like entertaining in that way, but not like over the top camp. Like, I like it was a solid movie.
Yeah.
It was fine.
And
I mean, and then I was also was scared
Very
for the
scared.
Next week as I say that.
Yeah,
so it's like,
I got a text from JMS saying, oh, I'm sleeping with the lights on. I'm like, oh, I'm watching it right now. She goes, no, I watched it 3 days ago.
Yeah. No,
the lights I have not turned off.
Yeah. I was in a hotel and I was like, I can't. Like, there was no light from the window. And I was like, I guess I'm sleeping with the lights on. So we'll push it to an 8.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was good.
I didn't shit my pants. And I feel like to get to 9 or 10, I would have to like be viscerally.
Yeah. You want to see the shit.
Yeah.
Yes. and that's how you rate a film.
I browned out. That's why.
If you browned out, 10.
Yeah, that's my whole. I'm a professional film critic. I'm like, well, I didn't shit my pants, so it's a 5. And you're like, it was a heartwarming film. Like, it's a love story.
Yeah, it was great. I didn't shit though. 5.
Yeah, didn't shit.
Did I stutter? Not then. I would give it. Yeah, I gave it a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I wanted more.
Yeah.
The scares were so good. And I feel
but there
like,
wasn't a lot of them.
And I was like, the dread and, you know, more of like, what is mom talking to? I feel like if they didn't show us the outline as much and if they're just like, mom's talking to a void.
Yeah. Like, and then like, or like when you like occasionally saw the hand creep in, like when it creeped in and like pulled her back, there could have been more creep and more like jump scares.
Yeah.
So I like what they did, but like, I could have been frightened more often.
And I hate jump scares. I think sometimes they're cheap, but I think all of them are done in this movie really well.
They do them really well. Like you don't,
the bed.
You really don't see them come. The bed thing. Cause you're like, whew. Ah.
Yeah. I'm like, something's here, but I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe they're just cuckoo.
Yeah. When you can misdirect me and I'm like, oh good. The scary thing didn't happen. And then it immediately happens.
You're like, shit. Good. You're like, good job. Good.
Great cinema, but bad. Heart palpitation.
Fuck you.
Great work. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Thank you so much. I hate you. So were you afraidy or not afraidy?
I was afraidy. Yeah. I was a big afraidy cat. I might have to get a nightlight now. I'm going to Target.
If we can get a matching dinosaur one.
A dinosaur nightlight, then I'm just going to have to think a dinosaur's coming after me. It's a whole...
It's a cute...
I'm going to wake up and go, the light's telling me I'm a dinosaur because I'm getting older. I'm going to become the woman who is manifesting demons in her own schizophrenia.
I'm going to be like, Diana's not real.
It's a dinosaur. I'm so sorry.
Also, I want to say this, throw this in there before we are done. This was actually based off of a short film.
Really?
It's apparently 10 times scarier. I was trying to find it and I couldn't find it.
Whoa.
But I'm going to find it and I can send it to you if you want to watch it, but you probably don't.
I'll try it. Yeah, I do wonder sometimes with like any type of short film, if it's like, you're like, great, we got the funding to make this a whole thing. And you're like, oh, so much. It's like a short set with comedy. Like sometimes you can, I mean, I love a good long set, but you can like pack shit in a short set. And it's more mind blowing. And then sometimes the longer it goes, you're like, well, how many times can you shock somebody?
Yeah, you're like, I have to do this again.
Oh, I hurt myself.
I'm tired.
I'm so, this is exercise at this point.
This is awful. This is awful. Well, thank you for being on the pod.
Thank you for having
you're
me.
You're so welcome. This is the time of the show where you plug your stuff. So
yay!
You stare into that camera and plug your stuff.
Well, as I said that, I actually do, it's so funny, when I do stand up, I go too long and people are like, all right. How does she keep going? Energizer Bunny. So if you like live stand-up, jmscomedy.com. I'm live all over the place. Follow me at jmscomedy. I post silly things. I have a podcast called Hey Idiots. It's mostly me ranting. And I have a new special called Hi Y'all and See Big Baby whenever it comes out.
Yay. And guys... Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie at Frady on all social media platforms. We have a Patreon. Find extended episodes on there. That's super fun. And yeah, do that. Also, we'd like to end every episode with we, as in Diana and I.
Oh God, I start screaming.
The royal we. We like to end the episode. I can't stop saying we now. I can't stop
with a song.
With a smile in your heart. shitty or good advice regarding the film. And I just usually think of it. It's improv right on the spot. And
I about the film, like about film advice or life advice?
Life advice that has to pertain to the movie. So I guess my advice would be take your pills.
Yeah, always take your meds. And if you're going to date a man, make sure he has a flashlight on the back of his phone.
That's good.
Always have a flashlight. I don't, but I should have one.
Carry one all the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Also,
glow sticks.
Also, if you find a good partner, cherish them.
Yeah. Hold on for dear life. For the unless they're Diana.
Unless they're Diana. Then kill that bitch with light or a gun to your head. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Unless,
but it is a great film for like Big Pharma to go see.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of meds. I should have taken my meds today.
Shit. Well, on that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.